An inland Northwest town is looking for a solution for more affordable housing. That's because residents in North Idaho mobile home parks are frustrated by out-of-state park owners trying to raise rent by hundreds of dollars. NWPB's reporter Lauren Patterson has more.
A housing authority could be in the works for the city of Moscow. Here's the backstory. In mobile home parks, residents usually own their homes, but pay lot rent to landlords who own the ground beneath them. Many of the people living in mobile home parks in Lasak County are students, veterans, disabled, or on fixed incomes like Social Security. This spring, residents will see their lot rents increased by hundreds of dollars. Brianna Sipley, who lives in the ABO community, is a full-time student who also works. They say this could displace people who have nowhere else to go.
We're looking at mass economic eviction, like hundreds of residents. I'm not talking about like 10 or 20, like, you know, there's hundreds of us.
Sipley says residents are planning to work with the Moscow City Council to form a housing authority. The goal is to form a new resident community somewhere in the city limits. Hurst & Son, the management company for the parks based in Port Orchard, Washington, did not respond to comment for the story. Hurst & Son is under investigation by the Washington Attorney General. I'm Lauren Patterson, reporting.